Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
And we welcome you back. Second half of the program live. We talked to Jimbo Fisher during the first hour, a little bit on Alabama and some of the issues Nick Saban is facing there in hour number two. Your phone calls right now at 855-242-7285. If you are just off work and have not been paying attention to the Masters, the first round underway right now. Leaders are at 4 under par. Tiger Woods is in with a 1 under 71. A pretty spectacular day for his first tournament back since his horrific accident February of a year ago. Let's get back to the calls. And Trey is up next. Good afternoon, Trey.
Well, how you been, my friend? It's been a while.
So what's up with you?
I've been in the hospital, Paul. I've been fighting diverticulitis. I got colon problems and hernia and blood clot problems. But, Paul, I know you got some pull. You got to get these hospitals in Alabama to pick up the SEC network, man. I've been trying to watch you on my telephone in the hospital.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and just out them. What hospital were you in?
Well, my family lives in Mobile, so I was down in Mobile, Alabama at Providence Hospital.
So you're telling me that Providence Hospital in Mobile, Alabama does not carry the SEC network? What a disservice to its patients.
Paul, them TVs don't carry nothing, and they're so tiny.
Yeah,
funny.
I mean, I must say, hospital TV is pretty bad, but I know somebody that called in recently that complained about it, and they got their hospital to put the network on. What do you get? Did they still have those goofy little remote controls on the bed?
Oh yes, sir. They sure do. It's terrible. But I'm going to tell you, Paul. I used to call in years ago, and I lived up in Ohio. And I'm going to tell you something. That medical system up in Ohio, they were great, man. I had a big old HD TV and 32-inch, and you didn't have to worry about a remote control. Everything was surround sound.
Well, let me assure you,
there's
a lot of competition among hospital chains, and I think I'm not trying to get in the middle of the Providence Hospital chain, whatever they belong to in Mobile, but that should be a selling point when you do advertisements. You know, we're the best in baby delivery, and we also carry the Paul Feinbaum Show on our in-house network.
Well, I totally agree with you because I had to watch you on my telephone. but I did pick you up on my telephone.
Well, yeah, and for those who don't know, we are. I mean, I get people that call in all the time and say, well, you know, they don't carry the show in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Well, there are ways of getting around that. And I wouldn't, not the last resort, but if you are there are plenty of times I've been on a plane watching the SEC network to catch up on a game or something. So yeah, it is available.
Well, and you know, Paul, I can't watch the show and call you at the same time. So that was my problem. But I just wanted to see how you were doing.
Trey, I didn't mean to bury the lead here. How are you feeling? That's probably the more important thing that I should have asked.
Well, Paul, I'm going to tell you this. Tomorrow is going to be What's on the Grill Friday, and I'm going to get into the beer and get on my grill, and I'm going to enjoy my life again. How about that?
I would not waste another day. And not that you're not going to have time left, but you just overcame some pretty serious things. Be well. Take care of yourself. Let's check in next with Don, who is in Washington. Now, hello, Don.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
It's kind of hard to get on your show, but I do appreciate you taking this call. First, I want to give a shout-out to Don Staley and Lady Gamecock. What a season they had.
It was spectacular.
And secondly, I have two questions for you. First, are two parts. What was your take on Frank Martin's tenure at South Carolina, and how do you feel about Lamont Paris's hire there?
Don, I love Frank Martin, but if I'm going to keep it real here, I felt like it was time for him to leave. The program was good, but I didn't think it was ever getting great. He got a good job out of it. I'm happy for him. I don't know much about the new coach. I know he's got a good resume. Frankly, I don't know a lot about any of the new coaches in the SEC. There's a lot of new bright young guys, and anything I would say about him, you probably already heard.
All right. Second question is, how do you feel about Shane Beamer's success or lack thereof in South Carolina?
Well, I will have a pretty strong opinion on Shane Beamer. I frankly thought his first year was spectacular. They had nothing. Will Muschamp left him absolutely nothing. And for them to get, what did they win, 8 games?
Seven.
I don't know how they did it. I really don't. I think that's one of the greatest turnarounds I have seen. He's recruiting well. He's got a great quarterback coming in who a year ago was the best player in college, best quarterback in football. And I think Beamer is going to do spectacular things at South Carolina. Thank you very, very much for the call. John is up next.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
John, we are great. Thank you.
Listen, I got now. Let me get this right. You was making an excuse when Texas A&M lost their starting quarterback, and I've been making the argument for not to you, for everybody else, mainly Auburn fans, about us losing our two best wide receivers in the playoff. And I'll say this, Paul. Yes, I'm a Bama, and I bleed crimson. But you can't tell me if Alabama had not lost those two wide receivers, we would not have kicked their ass again.
John, I can tell you that I think you're wrong. I think you're vastly underestimating the Georgia defense. I think it's possible Alabama would have won, but I frankly think they would have had some similar problems. There's no question that it played into the loss.
I'm not taking anything away from what Georgia did. I mean, I congratulate them.
You know, John, let me ask you this. You probably heard a question like this before, but if those wide receivers were so great, where were they in the Auburn game?
Well, that was an aberration.
Oh, it was? And where were they in the LSU? Where were they in the LSU game that took a fourth quarter stand? And where were they in the Arkansas game that took an onside kick? And where were they in College Station when Texas A&M beat all?
Well,
They were fantastic receivers, and Bryce Young could close his eyes and he knew that they would get the ball, but that Alabama offense took some time off throughout the season. That was pretty scary to watch. Maybe the fourth quarter of the Florida game.
At times, they sucked. I mean, I'll just tell you, they couldn't block, they couldn't tackle, they couldn't do anything.
But Georgia had one bad game, and you know what it was. But the odds of Georgia having two bad games, pretty slim.
Well, congratulations to them, and I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But when they get about 6 more, I'll be more enthusiastic about Georgia.
I'm sure you will be. I mean, listen, nobody can deny that they were great players, but I think the total lack of respect for what Georgia did this year is pretty trite. We are heading to the break. More of your phone calls, 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Go to Alabama, and Mr. Padge is up next. How are you?
Hey, Paul, I was just talking to your gentleman in the booth in there, and Daniel is a very nice young man.
He is.
And we were talking about Coach Saban and some of the disciplinarian he is. I remember having to lock out Mark Ingram one time because he was late for the team meal.
Oh, really?
And, yes, I sure did. And I had to take him in there and get Coach Saban out of the dining hall to let him come out and talk to him before he could come in. So, which is not a very pleasant thing to do. But in Coach Saban, in this player who, and of course I've been retired a year, so I don't know this player. But I know that he was very fair, and he gives players another chance. He gives them more than one if they mess up. And the reason you don't hear about it is because it's not very often that we have a problem on the team. Most of these young men are very nice young men and go to class and do what they're supposed to do. Every now and then you get one that's a disciplinarian problem. I've seen a couple of them, and they act like they are entitled, and they don't act like they have to follow the rules. And he will not put up with that. He will give you a chance to shape up, and then it's, you will ship out. But it hasn't been very often. So I've seen him, and I think one of the things that's really aggravated him about this portal and the things, the NIL, is that there's no rules. He's a rules person. You know how he is.
Sure.
Like I said, lunch is at 11:03. If you're not there, then you get locked out, and that really happens. And I think that's one of the reasons he is so upset. And one of the places that you get this information is from the players themselves. They're all recruited, and when they come in, they will tell you what they have heard and got offered, if they got offered, from other places. And then the players that were friends of theirs who go to other teams will also communicate to them and tell them what's going on. And I think one of the things that Jimbo hit on was the outliers, and there's a lot of those people out there trying to cash in on this who are making out like agents, and are that's one of the problems. And that's what's causing Coach Saban and all the rest of the coaches fits right now. And until the NCAA gets a hold of it, which I don't think they ever will, and gets the rules straightened out, that's one of the things that's going to bother Coach Saban, because you know that's what he's all about, doing things the right way. And that's what has got to happen. And I don't think he's going to be happy until it is done the right way. And he is very close friends with all these coaches, and even Jimbo. I don't think he was pointing a finger at Jimbo at all. It was the other things around him. But, you know, I have to be careful because I know some of the things that were said and where some of it came from. And it was not only about them, but mostly about Texas A&M because of their – all of a sudden showing up. But it's not really pointing it right directly at Jimbo.
Well, Padge, and I would agree. We both know Coach Saban. You know him better than I do. But this is something that is outside of his control. But I think the real issue here is the money, not that Jimbo Fisher is soliciting, but the money that is connected to those two schools, one A&M and two Texas. And with Texas heading this way, they both present issues because Alabama has everything going for it. But you know that Nick Saban sells the university. It sells what he sells what happens after the university, especially with the NFL. But he can't Alabama can't compete with all that money out there.
No, we have some deep pockets, but not quite as deep as Texas.
No, nobody does.
That's true. You're right. And he's going to have to deal with it. But he's adjusted to everything over the years
so far.
Sometimes it takes him a while, but he does get around to it.
Well, I think what happened here, and thanks for the call, I think Texas A&M got out in front. Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, I think they were studying the situation. And the next thing you know, it's an avalanche. If Jimbo Fisher does this on a consistent basis, then he will have changed the paradigm. Thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. John is up next. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Paul, okay. About the Texas A&M money. They can spend $300,000. They can spend $500,000. You know, but it's got to – the proof's in the pudding. The job's got to be done on the field, Paul.
Right,
I know
exactly.
It's got to be proven on the field. I still think it's going to be competitive for every game. Especially A&M, Alabama, Auburn, Florida. It don't matter how much money you spend. It's all going to be proven on the field. And, Paul, I'm really impressed with Tiger Woods. I didn't think he could walk those hills of Augusta after what's happened to him. I mean, that's very impressive.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you, Paul,
I thought I call. Thought he was spectacular today. And I think what you have to do, though, with Tiger is be patient. If he has a poor round tomorrow, so what? I mean, he has already beaten the odds, the fact that he completed a round under par at Augusta. I think it will become more difficult as the weekend goes on because the wear and tear will have an effect. It's already one of the greatest comebacks ever to see him on the golf course competing at an extremely high level. This wasn't just a routine 75. I mean, this was a 71 where he missed fairways left and right. He was putting today absolutely brilliantly. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Doug, who is in Ohio. Hello, Doug.
Hi. How you doing, Paul?
Doug, we are doing great. Thank you.
Third time caller. Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure.
I just have a couple things I want to talk about. Nick Saban went to Kent State in 1970, was a defensive back, and, that's when the shootings happened, and I think one of the girls that he sat next to wanted him to go, and he didn't go, and I just think that's so sad, and Don James was his coach. And so I just wanted everybody to know that. And number two, we're from Dayton, Ohio, and the Centerville Elks won the state basketball championship last year, and they were runner-ups this year, and I think that's just an incredible achievement.
Well, Doug, thank you. Yeah, Kent State played Alabama about 10 years ago, and I went down to Tuscaloosa and talked to Saban about that day in May of many, many years ago. And he was not far from it at the time. You probably know. I mean, he was having lunch. It may have been with Gary Pinkle at the time. I'm trying to remember. It was a coach. Guy ended up being a coach. But, he heard it. I mean, he heard as soon as it happened, word got very quickly to the play. He was eating on campus, I think, at the University Center. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Let's talk to Alice in Kentucky. Hello, Alice.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Alice, we are great. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to know what you think about all our UK boys just abandoning ship.
Well, it happens. I mean, I think you know, is there a specific player that you're concerned most about?
No, just about the whole situation.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, those who think they can do better at the next level are definitely going to go. They get the, they get draft stock. As far as the transfer portal in football, it, I don't know how many have left, but there's always that temptation if you're not getting playing time, or if you see an opportunity elsewhere. Thank you very much for the call. Don is in Mississippi. Hey, Don, you're on the air. Don, you're there.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Don, we are doing well. Thank you.
Listen, now I want to know something about, have you heard anything about a new organization trying to move in and take out the NCAA?
No, I have not. Where have you heard it?
I've heard rumors about it. It's called CASCA, Collegiate Athletic Sports Association.
And where did you hear this, Don?
From people around and talking about it, and it was on the, I got it on the internet a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
That they're going to try to make a move in on the NCAA and restructure it and make it better, and they're going to change the rules to baseball, football, and basketball.
And, Don, how are they going to pay out hundreds of millions of dollars for the NCAA basketball tournament money?
They say they got the financing from some well-known people.
Oh, really?
And that, yeah, and they're going to do to start with a six bracket conference, like north, south, east, yeah, west, and central.
And who and Don, of all these rumors that you've heard, which schools and which leagues are first to go?
Sound like it's going to be Washington in the west.
Yeah.
With Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I think Utah.
Well, good. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, they can all leave, and it won't make any difference in my life or anybody else's life who follows college athletics.
Right. And they, you know, another thing, I just heard from that lady talking about all the Kentucky basketball players left.
Well, I wasn't 100% sure whether she was talking basketball or football. In basketball, there are two or three that are gone, but they've hired agents, and there's a reason they're going to go in the first round of the NBA draft.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he just can't keep no players there anymore, can he?
Well, it's not that. Nobody can when they're projected lottery picks. You're going to turn down tens of millions of dollars to play one more year at Kentucky? Phone number is 855-242-7285. We began with Jimbo Fisher. A lot of controversy over that. Alabama wide receiver A.G. Hall has entered the portal. Certainly not a big surprise there, because he had no place to go at Alabama. Probably the least surprising breaking news of the day. We are going to take a break. More of your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
And we welcome you back on a busy Thursday afternoon. Let's check in with Dan, who is in Alabama. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I know you answer that question a lot. So I just wanted to check. I was listening yesterday, and I couldn't get in. J.K. Bama Hater, was that the right initials for him, J.K.?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know who J.K. Rowling is?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't notice the similarities. J.K. Rowling being one of the most famous fictitious writers of all time with the Harry Potter series. And, I mean, who researches a team that they hate for, like, a decade in advance and then tries to make a case that's not even there based on games that won't be there because it's a non-conference game, but it'll actually change to a conference game?
Yeah.
That was my first
time. Yeah, of all the things he said, that's what really he's quoting a game in 2032 that will not be on the table because of the inclusion of OU and Texas. But yeah, when you play straw man arguments, that's you have to go somewhere.
Well, he went somewhere. And just real quick, do you believe anything Jimbo Fisher said?
Now, that's what they call a loaded question back at the home ranch.
I just had to ask. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, and I want to continue this conversation about Jimbo Fisher as we spend the next 90 minutes, because I felt like he came on here. He was pretty open about his feelings. He essentially said earlier when we talked to him that they weren't offending anybody previously when they weren't beating them for players. Now suddenly they are. Now the assumptions are the obvious. But I think what Jimbo Fisher is doing is just simply taking advantage of the system. And you'll see everyone else now is taking advantage of it. He was first at the trough. That's all. Let's continue. More of your phone calls. Dr. Price is next.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Hi. I wanted to comment on this paying players, and particularly football. I heard on, I think, your show or one of the sports shows that Bobby Dodd was paid when
right.
he played. And the John, I can't, the All-American from A&M had facial surgery done as a recruiting. There was a player from Alabama that LSU wanted real bad. He is from Louisiana, was very close to Baton Rouge, and they were very innovative. They gave his fiance a scholarship, and also she was supposed to be admitted to the med school. So there's lots of things that go on, and they've gone on for years, and there's never going to be a perfect system. I don't like that thing. I think that it would be wonderful if we had a pure system that it was just based on people's desire to play for the university, but there are lots of fine men out there that do go to universities because of family ties and their love for the tradition and the system and the university. So I just wanted to talk a little bit with you about what's gone on in the past and probably will go on in the future.
Well, Dr. Price, thank you for calling. And yes, I mean, I have heard all the stories, and anyone who's followed the game has heard them. I mean, SMU was given the death penalty in the late 80s because they were blatantly buying players. Everyone knows that. Other schools have done it. I've done investigations in the early part of my career as a newspaper reporter about big money payoffs. They're hard to prove. The NCAA has done a pretty shabby job over the course of its history, and now it's virtually impossible to catch someone. And I think that's really what this is about. NIL is legal. The shenanigans that go on in the transfer portal rub very close to the line, but there's nothing you can do about it. The NCAA is still investigating Kansas. It's still dealing with LSU from a case that is 4.5 years old. Do you think they're going to be able to deal with this? No, they're not. And everybody knows that. That doesn't make them cheaters. It just makes them figuring out ways to beat the system. You have to push it to the envelope if you're going to be successful, because someone else is. Now, if you don't want to deal with it, fine. That doesn't matter. No one throughout all of this has said one specific allegation against Jimbo Fisher. Now, let me assure you, I am the last person that's going to be called naive. I've talked to head coaches who have made blatant allegations against other coaches in the SEC and A&M as well, but they've never said anything specific. That's just the way coaches are. I've had countless conversations with coaches, and they throw around these allegations left and right. But you have to be able to substantiate them, and I don't think anyone can, because I have yet to hear of a single case that A&M did anything wrong. Did they abuse the system? I don't know. Maybe. But they didn't do it illegally. They may have been. I think they were just the first ones out. I hear all kinds of stuff about other schools. You're not going to hear any. You're not going to hear as much anymore, because everyone has gotten a lot smarter. They know how to deal with it now. Whether they've gotten being smart is one thing. Can you compete is another, because some of these schools do have very deep pockets, and if that's all a player is interested in, then the richer schools are going to survive. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yuri is up next from Texas. Yuri, go right ahead.
Okay. I want to ask a question, Paul.
Okay, Yuri, you're calling from Texas. You're how old?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old.
Yep.
Well, the floor is yours, Yuri.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yuri.
Yeah, go ahead, Yuri. Ask your question.
Okay. When will the University of Texas get admitted to the Southeast Conference?
Well, Yuri, right now, the latest we would see Texas would be the 2025 season. We're not going to see them in 22. I don't think we'll see them in 23, which is what I would have originally thought when they came in last summer. I think it's possible 24. 24 would be the earliest guess I would make.
Okay.
Are you a Texas fan?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a good program. I can't wait for Texas to get in the SEC. I think it will be one of the most remarkable moments in the history of the league. Well, Yuri, you take care of yourself. You be well. We're up against a break here. We have more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we welcome all of you back. JK is up next.
What's
JK?
Up, Paul?
Hey there.
You doing all right today?
We are doing great, especially now.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Hey, I've been hearing my name dropped a couple of times here and there.
Yeah.
So I called in to kind of rebut some of the stuff I've been hearing. First of all, let me say this, Paul. Nobody had a problem or even a mention of Jackson State until Neon Deion got the number one player in the country. Now everybody got a problem with Jimbo because he got the number one recruiting class. It seems like the powers that be, they're all popping up like hedgehogs now because they're not on top anymore. This NIL stuff, and the transfer portal is going to level out this playing field. All this dominance with all the five stars, all of that's about to come to an end, Paul. And all these Bama fans, I got a message for you. While the price is cheap, I suggest you guys go to Walmart and get you some Kleenex, Pepto-Bismol, and stool softener. Because in the next year or two, you're going to have to use all that stuff because nigga be gone. And what are you guys going to have to brag
JK, you had me until the stool softener. You think Saban will just walk away because he doesn't want to deal with it or can't deal with it?
He's not going to be able to deal with not winning championships because those days are over, Paul. It's over with, in my opinion. You can't have all these good players transferring from one school to the next school, from this school to that school, and the playing field is not going to be leveled out. It's impossible. And we see what number one recruiting class and all the five-star, we see what that meant in January. That don't guarantee you a championship. 33-18 is proof positive of that.
You've heard people say already tonight, and they've been saying it about Saban, that he's the most adaptable coach in the country, that he can figure out a way to do this. Why don't you think he'll be able to do that?
What happened to his adapter in January? Did it malfunction?
Well,
did he plug it in? Did he plug one of those five stars in the wrong socket? What happened?
Now, JK, I don't need to tell you. You live in Alabama. You've heard all the excuses.
I've heard, hey, Paul, they need to go get I-Man's guitar and make a song with all those excuses they come up with. They can make a song with it. And it's a reason why Legend don't call in and talk about kissing rings anymore. Because he got to kiss one now.
Well, but that may be true, but he won last
year.
That's why he's won five other times. You know his resume. I don't need to waste time telling you all that.
You know what I noticed about the Bama fans? All the stats that they come up with and talk about championships lately is when Nick Saban started. You rarely hear anything before that era. And there's a reason why. But it's coming to an end, and I'll be right here to call in and remind you guys about it.
JK, how I realize we haven't spoken a lot of times, but we have spoken over the years. How long have you been pushing this prophecy that it's over for Nick Saban at Alabama?
I'm pushing it now.
Your 13th year of this?
Hey, Paul, every time the couple of times they've been in the championship game, I've heard this analogy for Cincinnati and UCF that if they get in, they're going to get blown out. Didn't Alabama get blown out twice in the championship games? Twice.
I can only think of one time that they lost by 28 to Clemson 4 years ago.
Is that not a blowout?
Oh yeah, no. It was an embarrassment. It was a. But that's the only time they've been blown out.
They got blown out in January in my
eyes.
Hey,
JK, they didn't get blown out in January. They were leading the game in the fourth quarter.
And
they
Georgia
gave
up.
They were down by eight.
Georgia.
They were down by 8 points, and the ball was in the hands of the Heisman Trophy winner, and he threw a pick six. You call that a blowout?
Hey, Feinbaum. I heard Alabama blew LSU out 21-0, but they had 15 points worth of field goals. So yeah, I think they get blown out because look, Georgia scored 20 points in less than 10 minutes in one quarter. Against all the five stars, Nick Saban, number one recruiting class, blah 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 blah.
Well, no, I will concede you that we heard about was Mechie and Williamson. That there were plenty of other five stars on that team.
Hey, but Feinbaum, let me ask you this: Georgia had a top wide receiver that was hurt also, but we didn't hear much talk about him until Georgia won the championship. And on the flip side, Alabama's best wide receiver when they won the championship in the COVID year, Devontae Smith, he was hurt. But you didn't hear anything about a wide receiver being hurt then because guess what? Alabama won the championship. You see the irony?
I must have missed it. Why don't you tell me?
I just told you. I'm sure you heard me.
Okay, we'll leave it there, JK. That's fair. Okay, I want to get some reaction to that because – you know, we had Jimbo Fisher on earlier, a lot of reaction to what he has had to say, and now The Prince of Darkness has called in saying it's over for Nick Saban. We have an hour to go. We may need it. 855-242-7285 is our number.